House Speaker Cliff Rosenberger has nothing but praise for the new plan passed by lawmakers in his chamber.
This is a great step, and I'm really happy that we were able to get a bipartisan agreement. Nobody's happy, but I think that's what happens in compromise. And so now it's to the people on the May ballot, and I hope they will consider supporting this.
The plan includes factors that make it harder to draw districts to favor one party or the other, like the ones on the current congressional map. That map, drawn in 2011, is regarded as one of the most gerrymandered in the nation. Supporters say the new plan will require more buy-in from whatever party is in the minority, especially for a 10-year map. A map forced through the majority party would only be good for just 4 years. And Republican Representative Kirk Schuring says under the new plan, there's a limit on the way counties could be split.
65 of Ohio's 88 counties cannot be split at all. 18 of Ohio's counties can be split only once. Only 5 counties can be split twice. So under this particular proposal, a county cannot be split 3 different times.
And those drawing the map can choose which 5 counties will be split. There are some additional rules, too, like the one that says Cleveland must be kept whole unless required by federal law, and a district there doesn't have to remain in the Cuyahoga County boundaries. Under this plan, Cincinnati must be kept whole the next time the map is drawn, and at any time, Hamilton County is bigger than a district. But Democratic Representative Alicia Reese takes issue with that because she thinks it will be harder for minorities to be fairly represented.
Mr. Speaker, I'm highly disappointed. And I know people sell this as, oh, Hamilton County, you're going to have a chance. In Hamilton County, not one African American has been elected countywide. So keeping the county together is nice, but it's not a guarantee for more inclusion.
Democratic Representative Dan Ramos is also not happy with it. He represents Lorain, which has the state's highest percentage of Hispanic residents.
There is no protection in this legislation in and of itself for communities of racial and ethnic minorities beyond abiding by federal law. That is no guarantee, my friends. Federal law, the federal law currently protects these groups. It does not. It is being eroded both in the courts and in the legislation and in the Congress.
Despite the opposition of some, the plan garnered widespread support from both Republicans and Democrats, passing by about an 8-to-1 margin. The plan also won support from a coalition of citizens groups that was planning to put its own congressional redistricting plan before voters in the fall. Catherine Turser with Common Cause Ohio says it's good when you can get lawmakers to come together to pass meaningful legislation like this.
This was, of course, a compromise, and it is always hard when you've been spending your time working hard, collecting signatures, talking to voters about a reform measure that we want to put on the ballot to say, okay, let's step back and let's actually see what kind of compromise comes out and let's see if it's actually good enough. And that's where we're at. We're at a point where it's good enough. We support it.
But if it doesn't pass in May, Turser says the coalition will continue to push forward with its redistricting amendment in November or next year.
No one's throwing away their petitions or pitching all of that. You know, what we'll do is we're going to see how things come together when it comes to the campaign, because at the end of the day, this thing needs to pass in May. And so we're taking a wait and see. And also, you know, we're going to take those petitions back if we need to.
Turser says the coalition has about 2/3 of the petition signatures it needs to put the issue on the ballot in the future. Governor John Kasich has said he supports redistricting reform, but his signature is not needed on this legislation. Now that it's passed, lawmakers have just hours to file at the Secretary of State's office to put the issue on the ballot in May. Joe Ingles at the Ohio Public Radio Statehouse News Bureau.